Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards is back. Good trip in London, Dean?
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Yes, it was. It was surprisingly, shockingly beautiful weather. Sunny and pleasant. It's normally rainy and overcast and cold. So that part was nice. I got to see the new Mission Impossible movie, Mission Impossible Final Reckoning, which is the main reason that I went there.
Is it as good as the others?
It is. I'll tell you a lot more detail when it opens next week, but I'll tell you what. That Tom Cruise knows how to make a movie.
Yeah.
He does some nutty stuff, but he knows how to make a thrilling movie for the big screen. I saw it on an IMAX screen. That's how I recommend people seeing this movie, on as big a screen as possible. I'm not going to give you too many details right now, but the stunts, especially when you consider that he does his own death-defying stunts, is nothing short of amazing. Storyline is good. If this is the last movie, it wraps up well, really nice. Had great interviews with the cast. And then to wrap it up, you know, we were at the IMAX theater, and Tom Cruise decides to go stand on top of the dome of the theater.
Of course he does.
Yeah, why not?
I'd like to know about the insurance policies they take out on Tom.
Right? Or if he just says, I'll sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Because he loves doing that. But like, what in the human brain says, okay, I'm here for this movie. I'm going to greet the audience, and then I think I'll go stand on the dome of the top of the theater for a little while.
Maybe you just wanted to get away from the fans.
Just wanted some fresh air.
That's all.
Who knows? But he goes up there, and he's just standing up there. There's video on the web. You can see it if you want. The British Film Institute, very prestigious organization, gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award for his amazing filmmaking. And I'm sorry, everyone has very polarized opinions about Tom Cruise. He is a great filmmaker, great actor, great filmmaker.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Absolutely no question. I'll tell you much more about that. The film opens a week from Friday, so that gives me plenty of time to go. I think I might go over to the Museum of Science and Industry and stand on their roof. I'm going to try to find some nice roofs to stand on.
Good luck.
Between now and then.
So, in the UK, are they covering the Diddy trial like they are here?
A little bit. It's not quite like it is here, but yes, it's very definitely. You know, you watch the BBC, and it's funny to hear the English news anchors. And in other news from the United States,
P. Diddy,
the rapper known as P. Diddy Holmes, Combs, is, and then they go into the details of the trial. Yesterday was a big day because it was the first day of when we heard from his ex-girlfriend of 10 years, Cassandra Ventura. She got up on the stand. She will be back on the stand again today to continue, and then there will be cross-examination. But what she talked about was mind-blowing and disgusting and horrible. She talked about being physically abused. She talked about being controlled by him during their relationship, if that's what you want to call it. That included forcing her into what was called freak-offs, where she would have sex with strangers while he watched. She said that she did it in order to help him fulfill his own fantasies. She talked about how he was very physically violent with her. We saw that in that famous hotel video that CNN acquired and broadcast like crazy. I think it was last year or the year before, the hotel hallway video that was captured on security cameras. She talked about how he would even beat her if she looked at him the wrong way. So there is much more excruciatingly uncomfortable details, you know, if you want to read about it on the web. But it'll continue today. There's going to be more of that today. Yesterday was the first time that she and Combs actually saw each other face-to-face for the first time since they split up in 2018.
I like how the news anchors warn you before the story, the salacious nature of what's next. You may be,
shocked. It is shocking to read it. You know, I'm not really a prude about stuff like this, but I was reading it and, you know, felt like I shouldn't be reading this. This is
when they warn you it's coming on the news. To me, that's a signal for everybody
to pay attention.
Yeah, turn the volume up. Yeah. Get everybody together in front of the TV.
Yeah,
set.
We want to make sure we want to make sure you don't miss this. So we're going to tell you to be careful.
It's good for the ratings. And if you were a regular listener to the Spike Odell Show, you know the name Tom Peterson, and a lot of people around the station very saddened to hear about his passing yesterday. Dean.
Yeah, I was very sad when I heard the news. He was one of the first who greeted me when I came to WGN back in, 1993? I can't believe it's been that long now, but he was one of the first, welcome to the family, was always extremely supportive on the occasions where he happened to be, the newsman on the show on which I was filling in. Was a great partner to have on the show, especially for somebody who was brand new, and you probably know this, Bob, even at your level, the intimidation factor of joining WGN. I mean, it's pretty awesome. when you sit, especially in that old studio that we used to have at Tribune Tower, that gigantic studio, when you were sitting at the main control area, it's like you were Captain Kirk of the USS Enterprise.
What was really intimidating was Orion Samuelson walking around in a suit and tie, the Big O, and there he is.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's like dressed to kill. And you're
good
just,
morning,
right? Yeah, just trying to be awake. But Tom was just a great supportive partner. I hesitate to call him a second banana, but he sure knew when to inject something into the conversation and when to step back from the conversation, and that's a real art. He was a very, very nice man. He helped launch lots of careers and
hired a lot of folks still here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the newsroom.
Absolutely. Had a very deadpan sense of humor. And, as part of the WGN legacy, he was inducted, I guess you might say, into the WGN Walk of Fame the same year that I was. I guess that probably was the last time I saw him because he had retired by then. But we spent some time together dusting off our plaques, on the walk in the old Pioneer Court.
First-rate journalist and a very nice man.
Really
Tom
good
Peterson.
Guy. Yep.
Let's talk about what is on the stream now.
Yes, we've got lots of interesting choices for this week, including a Chicago favorite. The series called The Chi is back for its 7th season. That'll begin streaming tomorrow on Paramount Plus. We've got the Apple TV Plus series that's called Murder Bot, about a security robot that takes matters into its own hands, a sci-fi series that starts Friday on Apple TV Plus. There's a new crime drama called Duster, in which an ambitious FBI agent partners with the crime family's getaway driver to take down the organization. That starts tomorrow on Max. I don't know if a lot of people saw the movie called The Brutalist. It had all the Oscar buzz going into award season last year. Adrian Brody actually did win an Academy Award for his performance in this movie, and it begins streaming Friday on Max. We've got, for reality shows, season 2 of the hit streaming sensation, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That'll begin tomorrow on Hulu. If you're a fan of this Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhaney series about their Welsh soccer team that they really do own, called Welcome to Wrexham, season 4 of that is beginning Friday on Hulu. We've got American Manhunt, which is a deep dive into the search for Osama bin Laden. That is streaming now on Netflix. And Bob, I know you've been saying there simply is not enough to watch on people who like to quilt. that now finally is being answered in the new series that's called The Quilters, which is about prisoners who find redemption with this new hobby of quilting. It's supposed to be, you know, people who quilt absolutely love it. So that's Friday on Netflix.
A little known fact, one of my all-time favorite movies is the chick flick How to Make an American Quilt.
There you go.
So there.
I think we learned something about Bob today that we never knew before.
And on free, good old WGN-TV in about an hour, Dean will be cooking up something Italian. Is this in honor of the Pope?
This is in honor of the movie Nonas that I've been talking about for the past week or so, about this new Vince Vaughn movie that's on Netflix, a true story about a guy who opens an Italian restaurant and hires real Italian grandmothers, Nonas, to cook at the restaurant. So, you know, we tried to find a Chicago restaurant where there's something like that going on, and I found, you know, something similar in one of my longtime favorite restaurants, Tufano's Vernon Park Tap.
Oh, that's a classic.
It started in 1930 with Teresa Tufano cooking in her house right next door to the restaurant. She would cook in her own kitchen and pass it through this window that they had between the restaurant and her kitchen. And many of her recipes are still being used today, including her famous eggplant parmesan recipe that I would argue is the best eggplant parm that I've ever had in my life. And the now third generation owner of this restaurant, grandson Joey DeBono, is going to come in and show me how to make his Nona's eggplant parm. So I can't wait. I feel like I'm getting the keys to Fort Knox today, learning how to make this classic eggplant parm. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be about 9:30 this morning.
With the new Pope, you should actually come up with Peruvian recipes.
That could be coming in the next week or so. I have to work on some sort of Aurelio's tie-in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They've got all the Pope tie-ins locally now, so we'll figure something out.
I'm sure you will. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.